Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I'm always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is interesting, isn't it? If you are in business, it is your life. And your goal, your purpose, your quest is to understand. Understand business, understand people, understand the marketplace. And if you start to look at business from the point of view that you need to understand what is going on, you're able to make the profit that you want to make. And people will tell me all the time, I want to be bigger. I want to be the biggest. I want to be the most profitable. Well, how do you do that? Well, you do that not by just saying you want to be the most profitable. You do it by understanding people. Because as you've heard me say many, many times, if you're a listener, that you are in the people business, and what you sell are business relationships. And the product could be anything. The product could be manufacturing, robotics. It could be software. You could be in the air conditioning business. It doesn't matter what it is, you are in the people business. And what big companies do that you're not doing with your business, think about it. What they do is it's their hiring practice. You don't just, in a big company, you just don't say, I want to hire someone. You have to justify why you're going to hire that person. You have to understand how that's in your budget. You have to have a job description. You have to have a chart, so who do these, an organizational chart, who do these people apply to? It's not just, we need someone over in logistics. No, why do we need someone over in logistics? What does that mean? What are they going to do? How are they going to help us make a profit? And then once they find that person, whether it's by referral or whether it's by running an ad or whether it's they did something on LinkedIn or they hired a recruiter, that person has to go through a lot of hoops to get the job. They have to interview, and they interview with more than one person, and the people interviewing have an understanding of what they're looking for, and they may have to take tests to see if they are qualified to do the job. Or the company certainly is going to look at their social media. They're going to look at their Facebook page, their LinkedIn page. They're going to look at their Twitter account to see what they're saying. They do a lot of research in understanding who they want to hire and who they are hiring. Now, that doesn't mean it's perfect. It doesn't mean it's going to work every single time. But they have a good idea of who's coming into their company and how that person is going to benefit the company, how that person's going to benefit the culture, how that person's going to fit in and get along with everybody. And then once they're hired, once they come in, they go through a training process. There's a job description, not just a job description, but a job description about what's expected of them. It's logical. It makes sense. They can understand it. And they go through the process of being trained. And they're not just trained by some other person. There's someone that's qualified to train them because they're in the people business. The better trained their people are, the better they hire, the better they understand what they need, the more opportunity they have to make a profit. So let's talk about what small business owners do. Small business owners wake up one morning and they say, I need another person on the manufacturing floor. Someone just quit. So they place an ad. They go on LinkedIn. They probably don't hire a recruiter to do that. And they find someone. They don't do the research. They don't check the person's Facebook page, the person's Twitter page. They certainly don't test the person to see if they have the aptitude to do the job or if they're going to fit in and in harmony with the culture that you have. They just hire someone. They're just taking a chance. I have a good feeling about this person. I'm just going to hire them. And then what do they do after they hire them? Do they go through the process of training them? Do they go through the process of getting them to really understand what business we're in? Do they get a job description that's accurate and they really know what their responsibilities are? No, they don't get any of that. What they get is they get someone to train them that has no idea how to train them. Someone in the department, the CEO of this entrepreneurial company says, Billy, listen, we've got a new person coming in. Would you just train him for me? Does Billy really know what to do? Is he a trainer? Is he going to get this person to understand exactly what needs to be done and headed in the right direction? So we've not hired carefully. We've not checked references. We've not checked Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn to see who they are. We don't have a job description, and we don't have the right person training. And we expect this person to succeed. And after they have been there for a while, we completely ignore them. We just expect they're going to do their job. They may not know what their job is, but they're going to do it. They're going to be a benefit to the company, but the company hasn't taken the time to invest in these people that they've just hired to make sure they're going to be successful. And when I say the company, I'm talking about you. You want to be successful? You want to make more money? Because that's often the question. How do I get bigger? How do I make more money? How do I grow my company? You grow your company with people because you're in the people business. Doesn't matter whether it's sales, doesn't matter whether it's manufacturing, doesn't matter if it's the front office. It's all the same thing. You need the right person in the right job with the right understanding of what needs to be done. And that's what business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurial business, family business doesn't do. They don't do it. They just put someone in that place and expect them to just flourish and be successful. So if you're going to add a person, think it through. Listen to what I'm saying and add your piece to it. Think about how you should progress. And now we've got two thoughts here going on because we see that people are being laid off in many directions. One would be, we need to be careful, not hire anybody and lay somebody off. But you know what the smart business person does? The smart business person says, there are a lot of people being laid off, and they're being laid off indiscriminately. They're not being laid off because they did a bad job. They're not getting laid off in many cases because they're not competent. They're getting laid off because the company decided that they need to lay off 10% of their people, and they got caught up in it. It's your opportunity at this particular time to find a great person, a great salesperson, a great office person, a great person to work in the manufacturing floor, a great HR person, whatever it happens to be. What are your needs? This is the time to fill them. Well, Howard, how am I going to pay for this? Well, you're going to pay for it by selling more. You're going to pay for it by doing better business. You're building your future because you're putting the right people in the right place because they are available. A few months ago, they weren't available. There weren't people out there looking for jobs. It was the employee's market. They could name their price. They could name their job. Now it's turned. It is your opportunity to become even more successful because you're going to put the right people in the right place. Think through your hiring process. Model yourself somewhat after the large corporations. Not necessarily exactly in the same way, in a way that works for you. Understand who you're hiring, what you expect them to do, what you expect the results to be, and have them really understand what their job is. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.